Yeah, I think the governor's demonstrated great leadership and made a very difficult call. The reality is, if his veto of House Bill 253 is overridden, we are going to be right back into budget shortfalls for the foreseeable future. And while the legislature was able to appropriate some new money this year due to revenue growth, if the Kansas-style tax cut that's been proposed becomes law, all of that will be wiped out and possibly then some.
You mentioned Kansas, and that's where a lot of people say has been the what's been propelling, rather, a lot of the moves in terms of taxes in this state this year especially and last. Being as that you're on the other side of the state, how much of an influence do you think the decisions made by the Kansas legislature, what kind of impact financially or fiscally does that have on the entire state of Missouri based on what this legislature can do?
Well, let me preface this by saying I actually grew up in Kansas City, and so I do have a little bit different perspective on the border war than perhaps many folks in the St. Louis region. But yeah, it's very simple. When a company moves from Jackson County, Missouri, into Johnson County, Kansas, for tax purposes, it's a matter of time before school property taxes in St. Louis County increase because of the implications for state revenue. So what happens in Kansas does matter here in St. Louis. And while I think there have been some folks who have expressed the notion that we need to follow Kansas and others who view that we can safely ignore Kansas, I think both are wrong. I think that we can't ignore Kansas, but I also think that, you know, draconian cuts to state revenue in the years ahead are not going to help us fund our education system or our healthcare system. And, you know, we've just gone through a period where we've eliminated more than 10% of the state's general revenue budget over the last couple of years. And we're finally to a point where we may be able to restore and, you know, do some more things to support education. And I think that that's the wrong time to adopt a $750 million tax cut that's going to leave critical priorities unfunded in the coming years.
Rather than the Missouri General Assembly following the lead of another state, in this case Kansas, would you prefer to see the Show Me State leading the way, coming up with its own ideas on how taxation should be handled?
The first thing I'll say is that House Bill 253, the tax package passed by the legislature this year, is different in many ways from what Kansas did, and in some ways is more measured. You know, there is a gate provision that requires $100 million in revenue growth for every $75 million in tax cuts, and that's important. In fact, I put an amendment in myself to strengthen that language and make sure that it works in the way that was intended, and that's something that Kansas did not do that Missouri did, and I think that's good. The problem is it leaves us with an upper ceiling of about 1% revenue growth over the next 10 years, and I don't know anybody who thinks that inflation is going to be just 1% over the next 10 years. So in effect, we're going to lose our ability to continue to keep pace with our needs for education and health care in our state. You know, Missouri needs to lead, but it doesn't need to try to win the race to the bottom.
Tough to tell, obviously, what would happen in terms of a veto override 2 months from now, but this scenario, if it were to be overridden and the mechanisms enclosed in House Bill 253 come to pass, is there anything you see that could be done to maybe undo some of the damage that could be done economically in future years?
Well, the governor's shown what it's going to take. The governor, by announcing upwards of $400 million in withhold, has shown us what is going to happen if 253 gets overridden. And so a lot of that's going to be simply, you know, withholding appropriations and additional cuts to a higher education and particularly health care in our state.